Really?
We have a pack
tech.
Or I can, an easy procedure.
All right, cool.
Thank God.
To hear that.
Thank you. How's everybody with you? How was the dinner?
Well, they say it was quite a blast.
They made
a lot of money.
I know. I sent in an ad and it was put in.
Yeah, but Baruch Hashem, I thank you for the ad. I made an awful lot of money.
I was all in Hebrew, so I didn't want everybody to understand.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens.
Okay. Where's Ben?
Huh?
Usually he comes up time. Ben Chandler.
Yeah, well.
I haven't seen him. Somebody's shop back is too late. Comes for the first minute by us.
Well.
Looks like an interesting thing. Yeah.
So our friend Rabbi Herring is, you got the email about him? An email that he decided not to be continue as the executive vice president.
Why?
It doesn't say why. It's some sort of a just it's that by he wants to stay with the RCA but not in that capacity. So I don't know what that means. I thought you got email already.
Could be.
I'm cooking in your.
Yeah. I've been,
I don't get email like somebody
I have
told
been
me
disengaged.
That
I've been disengaged from the RCA and its politics for quite a while. Since I retired. I can't afford to go there. To the convention. It's very expensive. And no one pays for prices before the show pays. Now I can't ask. Now that they have rich people, I can't ask. Our young girls will come to some of the evening that you run.
What we call the young leaders? Yeah, we have a good showing.
Does he come?
Anywhere from 8 to 12 people, they come.
He said some interesting questions.
Yeah, all right. Very nice. Good.
It was very interesting. Shabbos, he talks about Korach. Could be a moderator for a debate. The moderator, Moshe Rabbeinu, what do you think about these people? You, Moshe Rabbeinu, why am I hitting with? That's all you can say there, in the air guy. And the Korach is sitting there and he's smirking. So, moderator, it's the cause. What do you have to say? Moshe Rabbeinu understands. You're making it about faith. Not too long ago, Elder the Maid of Misnabim Banachan, and you said, I say, Kulam Kedoshim, what's wrong? The Moshe Rabbeinu answers it, says the Moshe Rabbeinu answers it. No, there are two ways to influence people. One is power, and one is influence. If you share power with somebody else, you lose your part of your power.
Yeah.
If you share influence with somebody else, the more they join you, your influence becomes stronger. Korach seemed to confuse the two. Then I asked him for influence. When I said Lule Hashem Kolam Hashem Nadir, that my influence will travel over there. Yad Hashem will be on everybody. That's what I want in Ochanana. You want power. Ein Shnei Melochim Mishtamshim Kesarech. That's Kelly Tzai. My daughter was in town from Englewood, so I asked her to listen to the trash. Yeah. Unfortunately, she had a yenta next to her who was talking, so she couldn't hear us. She's a yenta, I can't play. Yes, I have yet to figure out how to tell her. We don't talk when the horse talks. You just do that. Even if you don't want to listen, just talk. Don't disturb somebody else. Now you said three balabas, three types of balabas in my drosh. Those that listened, I hope I taught them some trouble. Those that slept, she looked sharp as panic. Those that walked out and hung up, and I won't tell you what they talked about, they're the ones that lost. And I'm sure everyone.
Yeah, place their ashes in Feyre, that everybody has a story about being able to give a drasha about Feyre.
Yeah.
So that's why they drasha and say, Parsha zu yofa nidreshes, the Medrash comes in. That they are saying the darshan by everybody. Yofa nidreshes. The whole drasha, it's in English, it's available, but I remember when he gave it in the RCA convention years ago, the love of celebration.
Oh.
But they have it printed up. It's in the Reflections of the Rav, 80 Bezen for the Rav. It's a very interesting kind of a darsha. There's a whole argument about it.
Even
when
I'm not
going to
be quiet.
Yeah. Is this on now? If I pick it up, I'm liable to shut it off.
Yeah,
baby.
I'll be lawyer
there. Heard the whole Russian.
Lawyer there.
Okay.
So we have already another.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's right. All right, today's shiur. On the topic of have something yawning having to do with Shchedesh, which is also, even though it was supposed to be given last week, but because of a power failure, so it's postponed to today. But there's part of the structure of the Shia is taken from Zolti Sefer Mishnah Yaivitz with some additional expansive commentary, so to speak, as we normally do. Of course, it's shy of this week because Erev Shabbat Friday night is already Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. See how this plays out. But in order to understand one of the basic shilas that it's going to come to, is first get the background about being Mekabel Shabbos earlier. Because the shila dealing with Rosh Chodesh revolves more or less about that particular situation. So the first there, if you look at one, that's from the Gemara Brachas Daf Chav Zion Omer Aleph, where the Gemara has brought down from the Mishnah the Machlekes of Yehuda and the Rabbanim. The Machlekes of Yehuda Rabbanim as to the Zmanim of Mincha the Arvish. The Zman is, like Rabbi Yehuda says, that you can daven, you have to daven, the Mincha is before the Plag HaMincha, and after the Plag, until now you can daven Maira. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says, without going into the question of Kishma. The Chachamim say that the Tfilas Mincha is Ad HaErev, and after that is Avish. Now, Ad HaErev can be interpreted, does it mean the Shkia, does it mean the Teish HaChamim, but anyhow, that's a substantial difference. Then when the Gemara brings down the Machlekes back and forth, they give a strange stock. Manda Ovid Kamar Ovid, Mandolin Kamar Ovid. In other words, whichever way you'll pack it, whether like the Chachamim or like the Yehuda, you're going to be correct. So now, the Gemara here on Daf of Zion brings here, first of all, when he wants to talk about after he brings the Psak that Rav, and he mentions it even before. As if to say, what is the psak? If according to the Yehuda that you can daven Ma'ariv after the plug, so what about Kabbalah Shabbos? So the Gemara brought previously that Rav, sorry, shall Shabbos be Erev Shabbos. He was daven the Shabbos the Ketfila already on Erev Shabbos. It seems he passed him like the Yehuda. So the Gemara is arguing back and forth. You can pass in either way, but The Gemara says, Rav Ikwa Lebei Gneva, he happened to be visiting or come to a Metzori Shal Shabbos, the El Shabbos. And he davened, knowing what Shabbos is Katsfila, on El Shabbos. Now, what the important point is, was look at what Rashi says. After all, how can he daven Shabbos de Katsfila when it's whole? It's not really Shabbos yet. Well, nice when you stop to think about it, it's not Shabbos yet. It's not even past the skier. So how could he daven Shabbos de Katsfila before? So Rashi has, you have to add one dimension here. Shall Shabbos, the heir of Shabbos, Shekibol all of Shabbos Rebellion. You have to have Kabbalah Shabbos. In other words, there has to be a conscious act of Kabbalah Shabbos Rebellion. Now, if you look immediately at Tesis, where the Rav story shows Shabbos, the Ere of Shabbos, Tema. So I'm in the Pevah Nebarik and Bulvah, Shalor Yagdim, Shalor Yakir. They're talking about our locust neighbors and so forth. You shouldn't light them too early in the time. And not too late. So, yes, Lema the Hosam, Bisha'ena Mekabal all of Shabbos Megad, where he's not being Mekabal Shabbos. Avo Hosam, Nayashi Mekabal all of Shabbos Megad, that's like Rashi says. Hilka Lahavi Hagdoma. In other words, he's Mekabal the whole Chaymer Inyan of Shabbos at the time that he's misfollowed the Tfilos of Shabbos. That's the point that he's making. The time of Mishum, the sphere of Eich Reb Yehuda. Because at that time it's already the Zman of Arvish. So then it's Shaya to be Mekabel Shabbos. What is implied is that it seems that before the plug, it's not appropriate to be Mekabel Shabbos. That's what it seems to be. That's a different machlekes which we're not going into now. So anyhow, the thesis continues, and then he says, the Hain Hanan the Kamon, she is foul, so Motsoi Shabbos. There's a case we'll see in a moment on Omid Beis here in the Gemara, where there's Motsoi, the Tefillah, Motsoi Shabbos, he davens the Shabbos. That's what he's saying, the same thing. The Kamon, she is foul, so Motsoi Shabbos, Shabbos. I am assumed the Tefillah, Reb Yehuda, Leinian, Tefillah, Se'erev, she saw Revi, Kredim, Alayah. Alpha became, and he's saying, Ain also, or it should be also Lazar Malacha, the Masoi Shabbos, or the other way, if you turn the gears around, and if it's talking about Erev Shabbos, and he's Mekabel Shabbos earlier, he says, Ain also Lazar Malacha one neither Erev Shabbos Miyad Yad Plaga Mincha, if you say that. I mean, that's a particular thing, it's not Mekabel Shabbos. The Hain Leinian Tosefesh Tesefesh Shabbos, the Yema Tikurim, the Taimelon Shehumin Atera, in Kain Lo Torah Shir Godel Kolkach. You don't need such a big shear of Tesefesh Shabbos, because the Tesefesh Shabbos can only be a minute, or whatever it is. But basically, he says that it's done in a time when it's Tesefesh Shabbos. Now, so we see that Rav did that, Tzori Shel Shabbos, the El Shabbos. Now turn to what? Yeah, even Motsoi Shabbos. You see, the question is, that doesn't mean you can do Malacha before the Shkia. It means that the Tefillah is Chal. The Tefillah is Chal. See, look in page number, on the days, on number 2.
By the way, it's interesting. Some years back, I was in Los Angeles. After we were there at the riot.
Yeah.
And there's a rod there, Paschim, from an old shuva that he found. If you're allowed to ban a marif early so people can go home,
yeah,
it's dangerous to walk in the street, but not to do the locha until after Christ.
All right. Well, that's talking about the story. Absolutely. That is possible. Yeah, that's not such a great problem here. Now look there where I have an underline. Omer Akiva Avon, Rav Tzori Shal Shabbos Be'er Shabbos. Rav Yeshir Matzvei Shal Motzoi Shabbos B'Shabbos. Rav Tzori Shal Shabbos Be'er Shabbos. So then he can go after Shaila. Can you be made Kiddush that early? The Dush Alakos Eino and the Dush Alakos Toshma. So that not no Mishmur. Mishpala Adam Shal Shabbos Be'er Shabbos. The Eino Kiddush Alakos. The Hilvasa Tavasei. And the Dean is like him. And then the same thing The Gemara says, "Of Yeshi and Matzah Shomatoi Shav V'Shav Ema Adol Alakayt Ema Ema Adol Alakayt." So Shema Adol Ma'avula Meshulam Esfalo Adam Shomatoi Shav V'Shabes Ema Adol Alakayt. That's what we have. So I mean, that's the way we don't do this normally, but the way you mentioned it could be sometimes a situation when you might want to daven early, but you have to warn the people at that time when it's as far as Matoi Shabbos is concerned about the SMD year of Malacha. Now let's take a look how the Rambam describes these halachas in the Gemara. The Rambam seems to add something like that is not found directly in the Gemara. The whole case here in the Gemara between whether you can daven earlier, whether you have to daven later, or so forth, is based on the machlekes between Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim. That's what it is. That's all you need to know, it seems. If you're holding like Rav Yehuda, you can daven earlier. You can daven Shabbos earlier. If not, you daven later. So let's look how the Rambam has the phraseology here. And the Rambam is in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Gimel, page 3, number 3, at least I have it marked 3, Perek Gimel Halacha Zayin, Hamas Falel, Tefillah Kedem Zmano, Vayotzi Dei Chavoso. That's a general statement. The Chazer on Mispalo, Esor, now we go over to 4, Chazer on Mispalo, Zmano, let's see, Esor Zmano. Being it followed Tilo Shahid Bashat Pak Akashola Amuda Shaha is Yotza. Yeah, because it should be really earlier we're talking about the Sikhim. Alright, now here's where we come to our Gemara. Yeshlo Lihispalil Tilus Avish Aleli Shabbos, the Elf Shabbos, Tatum Shatishka Hama. So that seems just like the Yehuda. The thing is follow Avish Amatoi Shabbos, the Shabbos. The fish is tefillas. Now, nobody says. What's the reasoning? The fish is tefillas. Avis v'shus. Ain't the dog the king bismana? Uvilvar she yikra kriyashma bismana. Achad says hakachot. That's what he's saying. The Raiva disagrees. He says, "Cause of the Raiva zaling roy lachos kain elatzer shor. Well, I saw this magula the tefillah. It should be at the right time when you get daven." But at the same time, why the Rambam doesn't say anything about what the context of the Gemara. In fact, the Lecha Mishnah is long Lecha Mishnah, but basically the Lecha Mishnah, you can see the D is there, he says that Shehutzi, he wants to know, Masha Tzorach Abeinu Zalwa Seis Tam Afish Atzilis Avish Vashus. Why do you have to give that reason? All you have to say was, it's like Rav Yehuda.
You can say even Tosfos
calls
like that.
Yeah.
Even Tosfos calls like that. Because I'm dying on the base.
Yeah.
But
the way the Rambam is saying it over here, as if to say that this is the prime reason why you feel that you're not medagdic bismana. The context of the Gemara where this whole deen is taken from is talking about where you can find where if you hold like Reb Yehuda, Soli show Shabbos the Erev Shabbos. So why doesn't he say that? That's one of the points that is rather difficult over there. So the question is over here, why does the Rambam say that? So Rav Zolti Zal has a old cheshbon over here. If you look, you have to compare other Rishonim that you can't run off all those Rishonim, like in the Or HaZeruah. He brings down an Or HaZeruah that mentions one of the Bali Tesis, Rav Yankel Mikorbel, who was mentioned many places, one of the Bali Tesis, who the Lashon of the Or HaZeruah, let me just read the Lashon that you have, says the following. Shehiksha Rabbeinu Yankel Mikorbel Uakodosh, the Hoyo Shatoisra Shatotesis, in other words, you have Tesra Shabbos, the Sefer Shabbos, the Yomin Tevin, Lifnehem de Rabbonim, How can, if it's only me, the Rabbanon, how can it be Kodei Kiddush? Because he's implying that only in Kiddush must have any of the Raisa. What is it? So he says, so the answer is, Enochinami. This is what's in the Ozehua. So Sefer Shabbos V'Yom Kippur and the Raisa. Dilta Osir Shapir Shemitzvalo Shel Shabbos V'Yel Shabbos. Once you have that taste of Shabbos, it has no shear, has no limud, so you're doing the right thing. Even you could eat, have the suda, then you can have the kiddush. And then he says, the also nami shapish on a mekachim. He says it clearly. Ala kais re'eifrin suda shabbos and bergen. The hoyo v'kiblo ale avale shabbos d'raisa. It's a shabbos d'raisa. So taste the shabbos d'raisa. So all of this has a chaleis of a dean of the raisa.
But the rabbi doesn't have him.
Yeah, well, this is the whole point. That we're going to bring out that the Rambam doesn't even hold that there's a deen of Tesra Shabbos at all. He holds that there's only a deen by Yom Kippurim, where that's a concept. But by other places, doesn't have the whole deen of Tesra Shabbos. Now, that's part of the problem here. See, Rashi, that when Rashi says to mekabel all of Shabbos, seems to imply that there's a Tesra of Shabbos. And that's why this is how. Whereas the Reis of Rabbanon, Rashi doesn't go into that, but he says there is a Tosef. That's why Rashi uses that particular lashon. And therefore, behold, like Rebbe Yehuda, it's going to come out good. There will be in a time when it's already the Tfilas Shabbos will be on Shabbos. But if you go according to the Rambam, he doesn't hold up there's any deen of Tosef of Shabbos. In fact, where's the marker of the Rambam that there isn't any deen of Tosefta Shabbos. Actually, the Vilna Gaon brings a basic marker to the Rambam Shita. Now, if you take a look, it's from the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Samech Aleph. That number 5, you have that? Please? Yeah, now, I had this blown up because the way, if I put the whole Knieb in the Shulchan Aruch there, would you need a super magnifying glass to see the way they have the Dior HaGaon. This is one of those places where the Gaon is very much Meirich, and it's one of those places where the Gaon is, as the Shita, is not Stam, what you talk about 72 minutes or anything else of that sort, that here and in Hilchos Mila, in Yerodeya, the Gaon says that the time of Motzeis HaKochavim varies with the horizon. It's astronomically that way. It's not stam categorically like that. They hold 72 minutes.
And the degrees.
Yeah, and the degrees is a fi ha'efek. In fact, he says it also in here. I don't have to go looking for it, but later on he says that it's, well, that's not where I've underlined. That's where he mentions it later on. He's talking about, he said, but in Hilchos Mila, he says it very clearly that the whole Indian has to do with latitude and longitude. Very, we say, very scientific. But what about Tesra Shabbos? Now, take a look up here, where it's on the Ramor, the Shetzorach, about Tesra Shabbos. So he's saying this. So what's in there, Yeshayimim? He said, "Because of the lashon zeh yesh aimi, l'fi sharambam lo kosav tosefes." The only place where the Rambam holds there there's a union of Tesra Shabbos midaraisa, el the inyan yom kippurim, avo b'shvisa lo kosav shum tosefes. Nothing at all. Not midaraisa, not midarabbanon. That's where it comes. So the ayin behilchos shvisa starts with perek aleph. So what's the marker of the Rambam that he does that? This is one of few places where, well, it has to do how you interpret, how you learn pshat in that Gemara that's brought down in Rosh Hashanah and other places that where they talk about the Inuyim or the Tosefes of Yom Kippurim was broken apart in the Erev Arev Tizbisur Shabbatem. So he's saying, where's the Rambam? Yerushalmi Reish Shvi'is Reb Gamliel of Bezdino. They tiro the ether. They talk him of a shining, Rabbi Yochanan boy lo chen tanin ain bezin yovel avavol dibe bezin chadeo so forth. Then he says avach b'shem yoyne b'shor she'otzu l'mikwa somchu v'shor she'tiru l'mikwa somchu v'shor she'otzu l'mikwa somchu. In other words, where do they find a mocker? Because there they talk about by shvis o shaila o tosefa shvis. There's a din of tosefa shvis somchu b'chorish v'kotir tishbos. V'shor she'tiru l'mikwa somchu. Chase is showing Tava, the Sisu Malachter, my Erev Shabbos Bereshis, Atzamutu. Now here's the marker right here in this language of the Yerushalmi. Just like Erev Shabbos Mutu Lasas Malacha, Atzatishka Achama, without any Tosefes. It's Av Erev Shabbos, Shabbos Shonim rather, Atzamutu Lasas Malacha, Atzatishka Achama. And then he brings down, he goes through the whole sugya there, Moed Totten, the first pair, the first two daten that talk about Taisa Shvis and so forth, about the Malachas on Shvis, which are the Alas Malachas and the Toldas and so forth. But the marker of the Rambam not to have Tosefis is from that Yerushalmi. In other words, he doesn't say it's a Machlekes Bavli, like this if you have a Shaila, is a Shaklal. If you have a machlekes between Babel and Yerushalmi, the Rav Alfus Paskin says it very clearly, in Eruvin, says very clearly, you're Paskin like the Babel, so forth. In rare cases, if the Rambam is known to rely on a Yerushalmi, even when it seems to be against the Babel. Here, there's nothing question of against. It's a question of how you learn Pshat in Tosefis by the Dean of Yom Kippur. That's where the actual marker is. If that's the actual marker, I'm sure that's by Yom Kippur, it's a pussy. Otherwise, the Yerushalmi says clearly by Shabbos Bereshis, there's no Tosefes. So according to that mandomer, comes back to Kasha. Rav Tzoli Shel Shabbos, the Erev of Shabbos, is an old Tosefes Shabbos, like Rav Yaakov Kabel, they ask the Kasha, how can be the Kaddish, how can you, and all the other inyanim, and eat the Suda, if it's not really Shabbos yet. So the answer that he gave is a Sefer Shabbos, the Raisa, but the Rambam doesn't hold that. So how do we understand this according to the Rambam? How can we answer that particular point of the Rambam? So what he's saying is this, that he's learning shot into the original difficulty when the Rambam says that Rav, that Atzoli Shel Shabbos, the Erev of Shabbos, will see by Tfilas Arvei, since it's Rishus, Ein Medagdikin Bo. Now how do you learn the shot in that Ein Medagdikin Bizmano? So he's saying within the context, like this, you can learn Ein Medagdikin Bizman Shel Arvei Stam. So what he learns of Pshat, what the Rambam means is that since Tfilas Arveis Rishus, Ein Medagdin Bizmano Haina Bizman Shel Shabbos, in Bizman of Shabbos, the Eshel is follows Shel Shabbos, the Erev of Shabbos, behold, even when it's absolutely weekday.
Yes. That's Man of Mara.
Yeah, that's right. Now, he comes further and he says, Even Shahu Samach L'Knisa Shabbos. It's close to Knisa Shabbos. So the concept is, although it's no real Tosefes Shabbos that there's a Chalosh, a real Din Shabbos on it, but since it's close to it, you're allowed to daven because Ein Medagdikin, the Tfilas Arvis, you're allowed to davening that would be Tfilas Arvis later, which would be for Shabbos. You can daven it now. That's the point. Hu Maskir Shel Shabbos. Al Achakach, Shiyu Shabbos. So therefore, you have to have two tamim. One tam is, how can you do that? One of the pashtas is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says you can daven ma'ariv even in the weekday at that time. How could it be Shabbos? Because it's close to Shabbos, and they're not medagdik on the etzem zman. That's what he says. Shnei tamim, she's follow shel Shabbos, there Shabbos. So chodah, the first reason is, gohoda omer b'gemer mishum dekayim alon k'reb Yehuda. The mitzvah hamincha is good. That's already tefillas avos. And then it may redeem tefillas avos. You call yain. You can daven midday yain. You can daven when it's daylight. You can daven that ma'ariv. The in the now he's saying That doesn't help. If we say Shadaino Giazman Philus Avis, so there's no Shem even Philus Avis on that. In Canaan, Alea, the Klaus, Shem Philus Avis, Jami Nihivashus. Ela Shatamu Mishum de Kaimon Tereb Yehuda. The Miplag HaMincha is already the Zman of Avis, Havikva Zman Philus Avis. But what about Philus Avis Alel Shabbos? Tigam Tfila, that's a Tfila of Shabbos, as a Chalei Shem of Shabbos. Or the Mitzvah may be name Hello Callers weekday. How can you do that? So therefore, the Rambam writes that there may be the Rambam Hatam the Pesha Tfilas Avis Veshus Ein the Dagdim Bismana Hainu Bisman Shel Shabbos Yomut the Mitzvah Shel Shabbos the Er Shabbos. That's what he wants to say. So that's the way he understands why the Rambam had to write that in, because he has to go to Pesha Tfilas. If it was a question of Kabbalah Shabbos with Pesach Shabbos, no problem. But there is no Pesach Shabbos. So that's why that the Tfilah Shel Aris, which now is also has to have a Shema Tfilah Shel Shabbos, you're not in the Dagda Bismana that has to be Dapka on the real Shabbos. It could be even earlier. That's why, that's the way he's learning the Pshat in this particular case.
Including
Shabbos. Yeah, well, that makes it at that time. So if it's already Shabbos considered like Shabbos, so there you can make Kiddush.
And
you can eat the
Soda. That's definitely D'oraisa.
Yeah, well.
Garbage you think over the Soda.
Yeah.
Kiddush is D'oraisa, is offered to
Shabbos. Yeah, I know him now, but he wants to say, but this is the Rambam doesn't say what the foolish about the making Kiddush or anything else of that sort. That's a different problem altogether. According to others, it is. According to that, yeah, that would still be a difficulty, a shverikai. That's what might be a major problem that would be involved. Now, what we've come to the conclusion that even if it's not really Shabbos, the notes of Sefer Shabbos, you still can be misfollowed, the spirit of Shabbos, the air of Shabbos and the aim, even though there's no Tosefis of Chalesh, of Shabbos with your Kabbalah Shabbos, but the Tfilah Shel Shabbos can be early because Ein Medagdikim. That's the way we're going in that particular pshat. Now, there's an interesting shaila that has come up that is Negeya, the Inyan of Vashtaytish. What is Negeya? Because forget about Vashtaytish being El Shabbos, just a regular Vashtaytish. Erev Rosh Chodesh, and supposing you want to daven Ma'ariv earlier. You want to daven Ma'ariv earlier. So you have to say, normally, if it's a tefillah, you have to say Yalla the Yavah. Now, the question is, supposing you forgot to say Yalla the Yavah when you davened earlier. Like this, we know at night. If you forgot to say Yalla the Yavo, it's a Mepurisha Gemara that says, Ein HaFezer. Why? Ein Mekachin HaFezer Shvalayla. But here, it's not really Lila of the Ika Indian, so maybe it's not that way, because there's a difference between saying something is Erev and something which demands Lila. So a good example is this. For example, let's say Erev Pesach. Let's take Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, you can be Mekabel Yontif earlier, and you with the davening Ma'ariv and everything else of that sort. But when it says the Erev Teichel Matzah, there has to be Dafke Belayla. Same thing with Sukkah. We compare Tezvav to Tezvav.
Yeah.
You can be Mekabel Yontif earlier, but you can't go and make the Kiddush and the Yetzir the Mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah until it's a Tzadah, in other words, it's Tzadah Tzadah. You have to have a Deen of Lila. So now, we're saying here by Rish Chedesh or so forth, well, we're liable to say, well, certainly that by, if you're, so the Shaila that is asked is whether Lachatzila, this is the point, whether Lachatzila are you required to say if you daven the tefillah v'ashreidish mi ba'id yayin, whether you're required to say yayla v'yavo. Because yayla v'yavo is something that we know that only when it's become v'ashreidish. And even if you forget it, you don't aim a kachin v'ashreidish b'layla. So certainly when it's the ba'id yayin. Now by Shabbos we have a tevis. If you go according to the shitas of Shani. Why, if everything, there's a halais of Shem Shabbos. If you say it's taste for Shabbos, so it's like Shabbos, and all the holy have the whole tefillah of Shabbos, you should be mekabelit. Even according to the Rambam shita, that there's no taste of Shabbos, so what do we do with that case? The reason why we say you can say the tefillah shel Shabbos, the chol, is, although there's no real halais, kedushas Shabbos, because of tesefes Shabbos, but it's at the same time, they were not medagic in that. So you do the same thing when it comes to Yad of the Yavah. So actually, there's a Morgan Avram that says outright that if you mekabel with Shredish, mi ba'ed yayin, you don't say Yad of the Yavah. You don't say Yad. I mean, there's such a digduk in a Morgan Avram to that effect. Where is that Morgan Avram? I believe the remez of that is in Simon Tov Yutes. Morgan Avraham in Reish Chodesh Simon Tov Yutes. He wants to say there's no din to Sefes. Im espalo mi beyim lo yuchal leima yalo v'yov. He can't say it. There's no reason for him to say it. That's the way the Morgan Avraham says. Now this Shaila, whether Yadavim Veshchedesh mi ba'id yayin, where you say Yad of the Yavah doesn't just end with that Morgan Avraham. There's a sefer written by a famous Gaon from the, it was later the Rosh Yeshiva, in the Yeshiva's Hachne Levum, the Eretz Tzvi, from the Kozler Gavarov of Arya Tzvi Frommer. You know, Rav Meir Shapiro Zal founded the Hachne Levum. He was officially the Rosh Yeshiva, and he was Nifter early, so the Kozler Gavarov of Arya Tzvi Frommer, who was the Odom Gadol, you see, he is a tremendous Farish and Baal Pilpul, and this he has many Kedushin in his Sefer. He has this Shaili as a discussion with the Ger Rebbe. The Ger Rebbe, the Lashon is in the Eretz Tzvi, that's Simon. In the Sefer Eretz Tzvi, Simon Chavov, that the Ger Rebbe said, Kosov Lo wrote to him, Yim is follow Avis be Reshchedesh be Yayim, Ein Tzor Lahaskir Shol Reshchedesh. You don't say Yad of the Yavah. He follows like the Morgan Avraham was saying, the Ein the Reshchedesh Tosefes. There's no Tosefes that is involved over there. The motion caused by Morgan Ron Simon Tzias Yutes. However, the Eretz Tzvi responds and says, and here's what he writes. He has the lashon, the imho yadin, the mispalo avis the reshchedesh b'yayin potem miyalo v'yavo, v'ya also mispalo avis the reshchedesh b'yayin. So why do you write it? You shouldn't even be able to allow to do that. You should say if you want to say you daven, you know, it's daven the reshchedesh davening. You have to daven at night when the hatzila. You have to say yalo v'yavo, but b'yayin. If you want to consider it like Lishchedesh, and you're going to leave out Yad of the Yavo, like the Morgan Avraham wants to say, it doesn't make any sense. No Pesach, that's his Taina. No Pesach says that you shouldn't daven Erev Lishchedesh mi Beit Yayin. No one says that. So if it's a feel of Erev Lishchedesh, you should be able to say Yad of the Yavo. That's the Taina of the Eretz Tzvi as opposed to the Ger Rebbe. However, he's saying that Farazolti analyzes this in a different way. He says that which we do when you talk about, we talked about Erev Shabbos. How can you be mispalel so Shabbos be Erev Shabbos? And even when there is no, according to the Mandomina, it says Tosefis, so you have a Chaleis of Shabbos, there's a Chabol of Shabbos, so it's Shayach, that you have the din of Shabbos when you've davened the tefillah of Shabbos on that particular time. According to the Rambam, he makes a cheshbon. He doesn't talk about Erev Shabbos. He talks about, he doesn't talk about Erev Shabbos. We aim at davening bizmana. But at the same time, what kind of the element of Shabbos? There is an element of Shabbos because it's very close to the Kedusha of Shabbos. But where do we have by Rosh Chodesh such an inyan that we can even make such a comparison? Is there any comparison? Is there any element of a Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh, of a Halos of Rosh Chodesh, if you daven me by Egyain? There has to be some sort of a connection. With Shabbos, you say, it's Baal Bedver on Shabbos. You're going to enter into Shabbos. Yeah, and it's an Eim Adadik in this manner. But with Rosh Chodesh, where at least there's no element, what can bring us into that particular inyan? So, actually, Avdolti comes to a conclusion about the whole deen of Rosh Chodesh, and we find that is discussed. That is discussed. There's a very long shiur from Soloveitchik Zal in the compilation of Shiurim Lezecha Abba Mori Zal. Those long Yorkshire Shiurim that he has, and the shiur there in the first volume, there are two volumes that have been printed for those shiur, and in the first volume, he has a shiur there on Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed. And there, it's talking about the tefillahs and so forth. So, the Rav there says what, at least in towards the end of that shiur, where he's Meir Chalat in the Inyonim of Yad Eliyahu, a hollow on the on Chol HaMoed, the difference between that and Rosh Chodesh, which is only a mini, so forth and so on. But when he talks about Rosh Chodesh, he said Rosh Chodesh has a unique quality. The Chlal. Why? Because Rosh Chodesh, there's a difference between the Yom and the Laila. We know that Ein Mekatzin Chodesh B'Laila, but there's another difference. Rosh Chodesh has a certain Kedushas HaYom. What is the Kedusha of Yom? It's not in Malacha. Not Malacha. No, it has a, in the time of the Migdash, you had Musafim. You had Musafim. You had a din. It wasn't just a Kol Tomid, which is whole. Kol Tomid is all the time. But Musafim gives it an element of Kedusha. And that Kedusha, Musafim in Kabbalah is only the Yom. So any element of Kedusha HaYom that would be involved, which has its influence on feel and everything else, so that would be only the Yom. But not Belaila. Belaila, it's not. Ain't the Kachin HaFedish Belaila, and there's no meaning of Kol Musa, any Chabonis at all at night. So that's why Stami would say, forget Yael V'Yobo, you're not Chesha. However, there's another concept here, which enters into a Lashon that you find in the Gemara and in the Rishonim. That's what Rav Zolti brings out over there. Like, let's say there's a machlekes of the Gaonim and other Rishonim. Let's say you have a Tainus. For example, you have a Tainus of Shivat Batamas coming up, as opposed to Tisha B'Av or to Yom Kippur of Adonai. Now, when does the Tainus begin? It doesn't begin at night. It begins in the daytime. There's a Shita of, first of all, there are machlekes on the time in the daytime. Whether in chakras, do you say, does the yochid say anenu or not? So there's a whole shita that says every yochid should say anenu. But the other shita says no. Why? Because maybe you're not going to make a truth to the time. So it's devish shkorim. So but at least at tzibur, people are going to fast. So it's not going to be that a Shli of Siva says Anenu. That's what it is. There's another Shita that goes even further, that says even the night before, when there's no heels of Tainus, or so it only begins in the daytime, but there's a Shita of the Gaonim that says in your Tefillah of Mayru, you should say Anenu, because of what goes to the next day. So why do they say that? They say that. They use the Lashon Me'ein Hama'ur. Says for it still is Shiva Asa Batamas. It has the Shem of Shiva Asa Batamas. Since it has the Shem of Shiva Asa Batamas, it doesn't have all the meaning, but there's a connection to that. So the same thing is with Rosh Chodesh would be that the that that night, in other words, or that time before, if you're associating something with that's going to be with Chedesh, that's his kind of, that if even if you're mekabel with Chedesh, you're daven nivaeid yin. Just like over there, there's no chalesa, what we call the Kedusha of Shredish Belila, but just like that sheet of gaining that says by Tainus, it's me'ein ha'me'ur, this is also me'ein ha'me'ur. So he wants a passion that you should say, Yadu v'yadu, you have to say. If you forgot it, well, that's different. Ain't the conscience of Shredish Belila, whatever it is. But that's the point that he wants to make over here in opposing the Pesach, actually, from the Morgan Avraham and the Ger Rebbe. That's where it comes out. And supporting what the Eretz Tzvi says, that you should say Yad V'Yoda if you're being the Kabbalat, because it's still Me'ain, it's an extension of the Me'ain Hama'ura. Now, what's interesting is the following thing. In fact, in that shir of Soloveitchik, he doesn't go so much into that. He started that shir, if you take a look, of a famous controversial psak of the Gaon. He was who was the Dayan of Vilna. After, you know, the time of the Vilna Gaon, there was the last Rav of Vilna. There was Rav Shaul Katzen Ellenbogen. So I was the last Rav of Vilna. After that, there was no Rav of Vilna. There were Dayanim. That's the way it was up until he was a Chaim Ezer. In the last generation, was not called the Vilna Rav. He was the Dayan, the Meir Tzedek of Vilna. There was no... What? Besides that, and he was a Dayan too. The general, the Stuttmaget, was with Pops and Silas. Reb Shlomo of Vilna, they called him. Reb Shlomo Akein was the Dayan of Vilna. His older brother, Reb Bezalel Akein. They're all mentioned in the back of the shots in their own swerve. So there was a Gaon before them, Reb Abba Pasvila Zal. Rabbi Pasvila, not so well known, but who brings him into prominence because of a certain strange psak. What is a strange psak? Rosh Hashanah comes out on a Shredish. A Shredish Tishrei. That's what it is. Supposing at night, a person did not, that this is what he postures. If you left out the Yaila of the Yovo in the Shemona Esrei, there, he's saying that if you left it out for whatever reason, well, if you say it in the Shemona Esrei, yes, out of Bratano, then it says Yadu V'Yavo, V'Yayim Hazikor and Hazer. That's what it is. Suppose you left it out, and so forth. So he paskins a Peladik of Sa. He says you don't have to say it over. Why? It's Rosh Chodesh. Ein Mekatchin Achodesh B'Layla. So that's why they're about paskin. And the ganze Welt springt auf him. I mean, why? Because there's the Kedushas Yantuf. You can't separate. And who says that? They bring from Aran. Aran says it. That if you forgot it, you've got to say it over because it's Yantuf. Forget about Rashay, but it's fourth Yantuf. Yeah, the Rashaydish that you forgot it does not take it away from it. That's the point. So now that we said that's a very controversial fact. There's a sefer that was published a few years ago, all of the psukim and kedushim of Reb Abba Pasvil. He was Adam Godel. I mean, he was Adam Godel. That was his psuk. There's a sefer. It's a big sefer called Be'er Avraham. That's the name of it. And in fact, there's a lot to do there trying to answer what he passed him in that child. But most Achreinim or anybody else says they demolish that by saying if a shining you can't separate the Kedushas Yantar from the Indian there of the Vesedis. Now I was thinking about this, it came to my mind. Look, this Erev Vesedis now is, when is it? Erev Shabbos. Erev del Shedish Thomas. It's Erev Shabbos. So, if you're Mekabel Shabbos Nibayd Yayim, which many are doing, or all that, you're going to mention Yadu V'Yavo. Mention Yadu V'Yavo, and also with Shedish, and so forth. So, The question is this. Like this we say, but wow, if you forget the Shredish, the Yad of the Yavo, you don't have to go back and repeat it. But since this is the Shmona Esrei, is a Shabbosik Shmona Esrei. I'm trying to compare it. Since that Shmona Esrei there from Rosh Hashanah is a Rosh Hashanah Zikr Shmona Esrei, if you forgot Yad of the Yavo, you got to go back. So maybe the deen would be different here. Thus Shleruch, I'm thinking. Maybe the deen would be, if you got to say Yad of the Yavo, when you said the tefillah of Shabbos over here, maybe you have to repeat it. We say Ein Mekatzin HaFeidus B'Laila, but it's still a Shabbos because Shabbos, the question is, when you separate it or not. I'm just thinking of it.
But here there are two producers. One is Shabbos and one is Chodesh Chodesh.
Yeah, right.
Of course, Shabbos, even though it's Chodesh Chodesh, but it's...
So you have Kedushas Yom Tov, Chodesh.
It's Yom Tov.
So the same thing here.
Yeah, but Yom Tov don't want for Yom Tov. It's Yom Tov don't want for Yom Tov.
Yeah.
Therefore you say Yom Tov.
I can understand that. That would be probably the difference. If you forgot it, you shouldn't say.
What happens this Friday night when we come?
Yeah, well, that's why it's imminent.
We have to run to you.
That's the main thing. But it could make this as it's almost like a similar shot. You have to be mechalik. Yeah. Well, that's a good filigree, right? Because Yom Tov has a Yad of the Yavo. Well, you can't separate that Yad of the Yavo from Shabbos. Shabbos has no Yad of the Yavo. It's just the Deen of Shabbos. So if you didn't let that with Shabbos, so maybe it's not. That could be the Shiloh, especially this era of Shabbos. And many people are going to be davening Bibayid Yain, they're going to say Yad of the Yavo, that it's Bibayid Yain, from the flag of Mincha. So that's a discussion, but for the full discussion of the Mionin, you have to take a look in. But he doesn't discuss Abzolti, era of Shabbos, with Rosh Chodesh. He just talks about the whole. If you makabo whether you're even required to say Yad of the Yavo. So that's a machlekes in these achrenim. Morgan Avraham and the Ger Rebbe versus the Eretz Tzvi and Rav Zolti. So that will say that you have to say Yad of the Yavo. But if you forget it, you don't have to repeat it. But what about on Shabbos? Is it similar to that, to Rosh Hashanah, with that Asish, with Rav Abba and Pasvila Zahar, and so forth.
Okay.
So you could make a chilik in that. All right, we'll conclude over here. Baruch Hashem for coming, and I think, as I generally do, this last Wednesday of June, I conclude the shiurim before the summer. So
on summer vacation?
Well, not yet, but I hope to go a few days. Right now my house is in a state of
Thank you. Thank you.